Possession number 10069, reel number 3.
Mr. Soler, reel 3.
Thank you. Well, now, I emphasise again, it was the Vichy government, the ones which exchanged the Spaniards for the French prisoners of war. And, naturally, we was able to say anything because he was saying Spain or deportation. But nobody knew about the deportation, what he was. It's just one day they put all together, everybody in formation, and they took us walking to the station, which it was trains waiting for us there. But the wagons already prepared for us, 8 horses, but what, how many Spaniards or many people you can put inside, the same you see in information you receive in the television to the deportations, everybody inside and close the door. And this he was supported and guarded by the Compagnons de France, the Compagnons de la France, which he was the volunteers, the Franco volunteers, the Vichy volunteers, but he was members of SEM, the Roman Catholic Church. Join is a fascist organization, and he was a volunteers doing a job for the fascist and Nazis. And he was a guard of these people, and he took us to the wagons, but he was waiting the wagons. I believe he was in Perpignan. And he put inside the wagons. The wagons, he was 8 horses. I don't know how many people he can put. They said so. And maybe it was how many he could put inside. Close the doors. And we never knew where we was going. So straight away, we went to Vichy. And Vichy, they given to the German forces, but he was waiting there for us. So when we saw the Germans waiting for us, we had accepted, because we nobody knew it, but it's been kept it for us for the future. Nobody knew it about the future, because the future, it was there one day after another. Every day, now we realize it's a bonus. We don't know what can happen to you tomorrow, next day. We don't know what can happen. We never knew about the concentration camps in Germany. Only want some people to go and work in Germany. Volunteers or no volunteers. We was a force, acceptable, they was enemies. We was red Spaniards. Españoles rojos. For them, everybody was a rojo. Everybody was a communist. Everybody was an enemy to them because we fought during the Spanish Civil War. Everybody, it was accepted, is they got no rights because he told you, you can go to Spain if you want to Franco to accept it or stay in the camps. The camps, you don't want you no more. They're using you for the use of the Germans. And we were deportees. That's why we accept ourselves, which has been accepted in a course, international course, to be our deportees. Deportees and internees. Because some of the Spaniards, they were sent to different camps in Germany, in Mauthausen, in Belsen, and many camps I can mention to you, because you know about the history, because everybody has to work. And this was resources, the workers for work, for the Third Reich. Lucky enough myself, to have seen the La Rochelle Maritima, the submarine base, but it was in construction.
Which submarine base?
La Rochelle.
La Rochelle.
So, lucky enough, I was sent there. We had the camps very close to the base, which the French recognized, but it was a concentration camp there, through the process we had in Germany, see, to the human rights that we had. But this can come perhaps later on. So we kept at La Rochelle Maritima, and every day I worked 12 hours a day. 12 hours. When we came out to the camp, we was guarded by the Gestapo, soldiers, but rifles and machine guns behind us, and bayonets. To the work site. We'll have to work there. We start 12 hours. We start about 7 o'clock in the morning till about 7 o'clock in the evening. But one lunchtime, only soup. They have to give it to us, soup. We have to, everybody has to stop. Everybody has to go in a big shed there, and the storage, and there you had tables in there, and was given the food, and after when the bell rang, everybody back to work, concreting, some working in the cement. But in the machines they had there, automatic machines, the people that was working in the cement there opened the back of the cement and put it inside the machines. I don't think today is anybody lived. This was they counted, because it was all full of dust, cement dust. Sometimes it was young people, because young people, you have to go, have more strength to lift up a bag of cement, and by the hooks we had there, or they had, sorry, you have to cut the cement back, split it in two, and just drop it inside to the mixer, which was mixing the concrete but different ways, you see? And of course, the chippings was bringing up, the sand has been bringing up all the ingredients for the concrete in lorries. And the ones you have to distribute the concrete along on top to the building, they would do it in wheelbarrows, two men each wheelbarrow, you see? Or in a big old spot like we got today with these concrete machines we got. See, but pressure pumping inside to the casement, but you got, you see. But anyway, the work was very, very rude. The Germans behind you all the time. If it is once in the cement shed, cutting the cement, full the dust for 12 hours, but that clean up itself, but not any protection. The lungs, it must be destroyed 6 months after or a year after. So when he had a lot of people, but he was ill, and he was sent back to the camps in France. He had to send to Germany because he had no means the cure. So in the camps, the extermination. We can come this another period. But that it was the beginning to the era which was in the deportation, La Rochelle Maritime. La Rochelle Maritime, some to the force, you have to go to work at Lorient. But this one in Lorient, you have to leave La Rochelle 1 hour before us because it was troubling with the autocars, see? Big cars or lorries or buses to Lorient. When they finish in the evening, come back again. But in night time, we had another group that took our places. It was 24 hours continuously work at La Rochelle and the submarine base. And became, there was so many force there, you don't need so many, and he began to open the Channel Islands. Right. The fortification of the Channel Islands. In December, 1942, I was deported and here myself in Jersey. Not only 10 or 12, I believe it was 300 we came in this expedition. 300 we came in expedition.
Were you all Spaniards in the 300?
Spaniards only. And it was the beginning to prepare the camps for the future. 3 months after, he came the bulk, the Spaniards, from different parts de France, to Portes in Jersey.
So you had to build the camps?
We had to build the camps, prepare the camps.
Whereabouts?
Well, in St. John's, it was a group there, Lamoy, and all different camps we had. I hope you got a map of Jersey with the camps.
Yeah. Yes.
You got a map there?
We got a map of Jersey. Yes.
Yes. But you got all the camps together? No. I mean, they funded you. See if we can find it. You see?
Yes.
Anyway, it was different camps because the work, it was separated over the island. He never put in one camp only, because if you're building up one camp closer to your work, it's less transport to be able to use it. You use a human transport. You can walk. 5 miles road, you had 2 or 3 camps there. One on top of the, in St. Prelates, on top of Lamoy. One in Lamoy, one in many camps you can see, which I'm going to give you the map which I got. It was all different separate camps. And it was, first of all, the Spanish. After, began to come some French people, the same, but recuperated in some part of the France, in Paris, or some other part of France, but the Germans have to do a recuperation, have to go in the evening, because they want some volunteers, but volunteers, French, never went, some went, some not. So consequently, being occupied zone, you have to close 3 or 4 streets in the evening, and he take all the young people and people middle age in the lorries to the portation for work. Sorry. They need a workforce in Germany, in it workforce in the Channel Islands. So he was distributing himself the people what they want, like a cattle, same thing. See? So the French, or Belgium too, the same. Dutch came along in here too. Some firms, Dutch firms came along, was working for the Germans. Some he brought forces from Holland or from other places, see? Up there then, or different places. No many Jews. But not many Jews. Because the Jews, he was segregated and they took him to the concentration camps. You see. But just nationals, Algerians too, and the Russians came after us. Because the Russians, he hadn't come from Ukraine. And you know what happens in Ukraine, and you know, so that some of the Ukrainians joined in the force for the Germans, which we know. That. And he was the worst gas that his own people had. This gas. Something is in England today, but nevertheless, this is his own business, you see. But some of these guys, the shoot commanders, we had to call, they call different names too. And they were guards with these people. Guards no camp together with them. And he was distributed in a 4 region. In Lage Udet, Lamoy, he was distributed all over with the Spaniards. He was two together, some together with the Spaniards. He was only one camp, but he was Russians only. He was in St. John's. St. John's. Matter of fact, got all the names in here, St. John's. He was Russians only. But the Russians came along in Jersey. The people saw in Jersey arrive. He can give a description to these people when he arrived in Jersey. Some he had no shoes, some he was in rags, because he was sometimes traveling with transport, sometimes walking. Some young men, some women he was with them too. So they brought this contingent, the Russians, in Jersey. It was few, because if you see the list of the Russians which died in Jersey, you realize yourself there was a lot of Russians in here. And the Spaniards the same. Because the Spaniards, he was sent some to Guernsey and some to Alderney. And all the day after, he was deportees, Jews deportees, from Paris. Which the Jewish organization in Paris represented the Alderney camps, which I'm in contact with these people myself, you see. So the Spaniard was the same together with the Jews in Alderney. If you read some books, the Alderney tell you more or less what kind of situation he was the Spaniard. Some true, some not. But you got accepted by the Germans. Anything somebody told you, not an exaggeration, but it was very painful. In Jersey, we was very lucky. It was painful enough, but not so painful, but he was in Belsen camp and other camps. But we was, same. And, of course, naturally, one Spaniard camp in Jersey, it was the Red Spaniards. It was a Russian, the Reds. Came to Jersey, brought, you see. This is what the Germans say, Roger Spaniard, you see. And everything against us, naturally, because it was against them, because it was called, everybody was a communist. But when the Russian came, the Spaniards were released, and the Russians was receiving less food than what we had. And consequently, it was a distinction between the Russians and ourselves. You don't care who to the Russians. If he die, die, don't care. See, and the Spaniards are the same. But the Spaniards, being people which, what happens in the past, the Spanish Civil War and the concentration camp in France, was accepting day after day the way they come.
They're accepting what?
And the daylight, the day life. Accepting the day life.
Daily life?
If the life has come well, it's well. If the life is wrong, well, we accept it. See, and that is the way we survive. Otherwise, there's not many survive. Because there was 6 or 7, but he died in occupation here. Yeah. If we got different other nationalities, the same, you know, but he died here in Jersey.
What work did you personally do?
Because I was, would you say, I've been trained, even Spain. I was working in a hospital as a hospital attendant, as a nurse. And newly, all the camps, yet in a little hospital resources, hospital barracks, you see, we were the nurses ourselves, the Spaniards. If he had been different nationalities, we had more casualties, but the Spanish took over the sanitary work in Jersey. We had 2 Spanish doctors, 2 semisars. They came, one, he was Dr. Terrades, another one, he was Dr. Garcia. As a matter of fact, Dr. Terrades, he died about last year. But we had contact with him from Spain. He was in Spain, you see. He was sent to the concentration camps too. In 1,000. So, the Spaniards is an order from Hitler saying to the generals must be supplies the workforce, the Spaniards and the French forces, well, workers, shall give you something after to, you can see for yourself in the book which I got, you see. And this was by order the Hitler to the Spaniards be sent in here. So for this order, we can always go to the tribunal and ask, no, you put the Spaniards in here. We never came volunteer. Because I was saying, a lot of people come to see me. French, Belgians, and even Italians, and the Jewish people. Come to see and ask me, why the Spaniards wasn't here? And we told the same thing. But the Germans were brought in here. See, and become the same boy, and the same relate, which I'm telling you now, I explain to other people in French. So this is our story. And after, during the period of the occupation, because I was working as a nurse in a hospital, in a ladies' college, at Rosemont, which was the central, the Otis, hospital. And this time, where two expeditions from Jersey, the sick people came out from Jersey to Germany. Tuberculosis,
To Germany.
And the concentration camps, perhaps, in Germany. Tuberculosis, syphilis, or any other disease, but he had no means to treat, see. So I'm sure if no one lives today, if he went to the camps, because the extermination camps he was, because he had no medicines to give to them, to make him better, and of course the medicine, he was nothing but the human life, you die, it's finished. No preoccupations. That was the extermination. See? But nevertheless, they came out from Jersey. A boat came twice, on two occasions. It came from Belgium, one part of Belgium, full of cement. When the cement was cleared from the ship, they put a straw in the bottom to the ship, but that cleaned it much. And we had to send the patients down to the bottom, to the inside of the boat, and they took it away. We don't know anything more about these people. We just said it was into the Germany. And the past came, well, the time passed came like that. And one day, going myself to different places to work, been in contact with one of the Jersey workers, yet he was forced to work too, carpenter, and he asked me if he was a Spanish Republican, yes, if he was interested in joining an underground movement in Jersey. Say yes, because ourselves in Jersey, we were receiving information from France, because some people had to come from France and here, you see, workers they come from here, or people even exchange workers, new workers come to Jersey and so that. So we had contact with Saint Malo. He was sending people an information about the war. And some way or other, we managed to find that some resource to know some news about the situation to the war. And we have to pass, produce a little chest, a piece of paper, cement back paper. A piece of paper about 4 inches by 9 inches, but news in Spanish, to every camp, a news bulletin. And through that, the resistance which he was formed, Jersey, he asked if he would like to participate. Naturally, I was able to say yes. We like to participate. But we never knew it, who he was, the people. So because I was a little bit free myself, because I had the Red Cross with me, my armband, you see, Red Cross. So I was going from one camp to another sometimes. I was going to Fort Region, which was a camp. I was going to Elizabeth Castle. He was another camp, Russians and Spaniards. And it was some different camps or hotels, but keeping the workers closer to the work. See? So I managed to contact other people. And we contact Norman LeBrock and the group, but he was an underground movement. And he was an underground movement. We did few things as Spaniards, to stop machines, to stop the trains, to drive, because it was driving trains, Spaniards. And we did a lot of things, sabotage, naturally, because we was enemies.
What kind of sabotage?
For instance, breaking a cement mixer, leaving the cement in cupboard, and ran in the straight cement. Or, for instance, a cable. They go to the underground hospital. Fuse. For instance, breaking tires, because he had some lorry to transport. Doing anything we could, because sabotage.
Were people punished for sabotage?
Well, if it was caught, yes. But if it was more sabotage, it was considered as a... See, if you do this more sabotage, breaking a tire from the lorry, or, for instance, break a lorry, some pieces, some others, the mechanic is going to look after, but he got to pass Tom looking for the pieces. He passed Tom trying to repair, or a cement mixer is broke down, and he cannot proceed in the cement. Mr. Minus, they stop the work. He stopped the work. Or, for instance, something which has been altered in one corner that has been a spoil, or a shattering, for instance, for altering the concrete caching. Instead of tied the balls, he's lose the balls, see? And he collapse. Things can happen, an accident. But he never can be able to tell you that in purpose. He can break a set and break a chair. Because the chair always broke a chair, he didn't take no notice. But the notice he was, because it was intentionally done. A little sabotage like that, which is not notable, but is sabotage. So, consequently, when we got organized ourselves, the group which we had, because we prepared a meeting to meet the Jersey and the Grand Movement. And we had a couple, which one was working and different parts for the Germans, for the hotels. One he was a barber. One he was a shoemaker. Other one he was repairing a watchmaker. Or some other ones are there. And this one he was more free in St. Helier. So we went to meet these people from underground women. And we meet these people. And after we talk about the invasion. We talk about, but we could do it if the invasion come succeed, or the invasion is declared. First of all, we got leaflets, and after he came, a German came along, and he joined an underground. Maybe normal approach, he tell you one. Paul. And they did some leaflets to send for the troops, demoralizing the troops, telling the troops what has happened. But the Spaniards the same thing. We thought one day, we have to go and help the liberation forces, for in case is a resistance in Jersey. We never look if the resistance is in Jersey, perhaps a lot of people it was killed. But we try to do it as easy as possible to help the forces, the liberation. And this is what he was the help. This is what the preparation he was. And we took good care of that. If the Germans knew it, because we knew it 6 months before the time, if the Germans knew it, it was organizing that, certainly the Gestapo it killed a lot. But in this case, we did very discreet, and we did some things in the meantime.
You talked about the bad conditions for the slave workers.
Yes.
Did anybody actually starve to death?
No. No, nobody starved to death. But certainly, the conditions, the health, it wasn't very, very great. It was very prejudicial for everyone. Because we began to find ourselves in a hospital, it was a disease of the skin. And it was fluorocolosis, and it was all different kind of diseases in the face, the skin, and the nose, and pimples and things, infected things, something which the